Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Whatever you want. We're talking about secession. We've also got some tech news that we can get back to, like banning encryption. That's on the table, plus 3D guns as well. There's a lot that we can discuss here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, speaking about technology, the one of the big radio behemoths, iHeartMedia, went through a major bloodbath, firing over 1,000 employees, apparently, in recent weeks, just within the last, I think, 2 or 3 weeks. And what is that going to mean for the future of broadcast media? We can talk about all of that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We were just discussing secession and how it is that there are some people within even the Liberty community who don't support secession, and they have differing reasons for that. Some, apparently, according to a caller earlier, believe that it is too affiliated with the idea of slavery, that they don't even want to touch it. Others would say that they might support secession, but just not right now. And to those people, I would say, if not now, then when? How will you know that it's the right time to get out there and support this? I mean, I oppose
trying to secede today, and I would say, for one thing, first we would have a majority that wanted to secede.
Yeah,
but thought that secession was a good place in the first place.
You don't get to the majority unless you start talking about it.
You do have to
advocate. You have to have somebody out there saying, hey, we should do this, so you can have the conversation.
Yeah, but when, I mean, well, okay, that's my answer then to if not now, when? When we have a majority that wants it.
But
which doesn't mean I think we should argue against secession in principle.
Okay, but the people who say that are against advocating for it. They say,
okay, I'm in favor of advocating for secession, but I'm not in
ready.
Favor for doing it right
now. It turns people off. It makes you look crazy, and that's why they're
what
against
does?
It.
Secession?
Advocating for it. And
right.
So I think,
that's what they think.
And I understand that perspective. I disagree with that perspective.
Yeah, that's not my experience at all.
The reason I disagree with it is because what you're trying to do by not advocating for or advocating against it is effectively you're trying to attract people who are not libertarian.
Well, no. Not that these people are against it. They're just not for it, right? So they're not like
they're not against it. They're not fighting on that hill yet.
They will lose. They think they're going to lose people effectively.
Yeah, they're worried about what people will think. These are the kinds of people who will stay away from certain libertarian issues because they're worried about what people will think. They can't hold to the principles of liberty clearly and honestly.
They're trying.
They're also
to get,
though a necessary conduit of people in.
So that
doesn't bother me. That's like, you know, the perennial issue of should the Libertarian Party be minarchist or anarchist? And I'm an anarchist who thinks the Libertarian Party should be minarchist because the Libertarian Party isn't the destination, it's a conduit.
I think effectively the people who are trying to be libertarian and they're not looking at moving to New Hampshire are effectively, or at least doing something of this nature, they're effectively trying to get people who are not libertarian and never will be to become libertarian. And it's just, it's a futile thing to do.
See, I don't know about that. I mean,
I know you should.
Certainly there are people who, there are a lot of people in the world, as a matter of fact, a great majority of libertarians in the world haven't been libertarians their whole life. They were something else, and then they became a libertarian.
And I question a lot of people who think they've turned to libertarian, like they've become a libertarian. Like, I question whether or not they're actually libertarian.
Okay, well, I wasn't always a libertarian. Does that mean I'm not a libertarian now? Have you seen any evidence of that?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, what you got?
I'm not saying you're a terrible libertarian. I'm just not sure that, you know, I mean, it's hard to find somebody who's really 100% libertarian. So
is it? I think that there's quite a few of them around here.
I don't know. I think that I mean, there would have to be a difference between a person who was a libertarian and a person who wasn't. So what's the difference? In what way am I not a libertarian?
The question is, to what degree do you stick to your principles effectively? And, you know,
are you saying
have you ever known
me
to be unprincipled?
I don't know. It's one of those questions where it feels like sometimes you have occasionally gone in a direction that I'm not so sure about.
Like what?
I'm not really sure. It's not been very often, so it's...
Okay, well, if you don't have something, then you don't have something.
No, I don't. I'm not going to claim I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say that nobody's one of the most principled libertarians I know, so...
I would agree. He's 99.95%.
Okay, but you can't identify the 0.05.
And there will always be disagreements on strategy.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Is secession a good idea is a very different question than should we secede right now.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Okay, so let's get back to that question then, because, you know, the people who are saying they don't necessarily oppose the idea of secession, but they just don't want to talk about it, are not helping things, because they're afraid of this particular issue. They're worried about what people are going to think about it, and maybe they're worried that people are going to think slavery or whatever it is that they think of, or the feds are going to roll in tanks, they're going to drop a nuke, all these sort of objections that come up. But the reality of it is these people are just afraid without any real reason. They're afraid it's all in their mind because they haven't actually done any outreach. They haven't actually tried to talk to people about secession in any kind of meaningful, massive way. And I have done this. I've gone out and I've done pro-secession outreach here in New Hampshire on a number of occasions over several years. Usually it's around Independence Day. We'll go out and do some outreach. I've done some at the county fair as well, handing out flyers about New Hampshire declaring independence.
Yep.
And there was an organization that still exists. They don't do a whole lot, but they're called the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. And at one time they came out with a pretty nice flyer, and I had a bunch of them printed up and went to the fair. And I remember this one specifically because I was there promoting like Bitcoin or whatever primarily during the fair, but I ran out of Bitcoin flyers. And so, like, on the last day, it was one of the later events, like the Demolition Derby or something. So there was a ton of people walking by. And
okay, Demolition Derby might be a skewed audience, but go ahead.
Well, you're talking about...
yeah.
These are the kinds of folks who come to a county fair, okay? It's the folks mm-hmm. the folks from out in the woods, some of whom don't even have the internet. You know, that's the kind of folks that you're talking to. And I handed out a bunch of these flyers. I mean, hundreds of flyers for secession, and there was not one negative response. Now, that's not to say that there weren't people who thought negatively, but as far as like what somebody said to me, there was a lot of positive response, and it wasn't just this one occasion. It was also outside of the Independence Day baseball game, and generally, whenever it is I do outreach for secession, the responses are very positive. People like the idea of New Hampshire. They don't like the idea of the federal government, and there's a lot of big smiles that come across people's face when they read the flyer, and they're reading what it says, and positive comments. I have to say, I think this issue is a winning issue if people weren't afraid to take it on directly and advocate for it, to be a regular person in whatever role in life that you are, at some workplace or job or, you know, wherever you meet people and hang out with people, and talk about secession. Drop the idea into a conversation. Somebody's complaining about Trump. Well, wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have Trump to deal with? Or whatever, right? Oh, those Democrats. Wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have the, you know.
I had really good success. I was just curious what would happen, so I dropped into several groups on Facebook. Questions about if the federal government stopped, or if the federal government either repealed the Second Amendment or started large scale gun grabs, would you favor seceding from the Union?
Mm-hmm.
And the overwhelming response was yes, like 97%. And the interesting thing is these are kind of garden variety, conservatives.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases.
Yeah,
so,
well, I mean, that's a good question, but it still requires if this tyranny. What mm-hmm. about if you just ask, would you support secession now? Like, you know,
well,
if you could
I've asked that question as well, and of course you get lower numbers of yes answers.
How much
the
lower?
The reason I put it conditionally is because once you said yes to doing it conditionally, mm-hmm. it's no longer unthinkable
that's
to
true.
You. So that's crossing the first barrier.
That's true. That's an old sales approach where you get the customer to say yes, and then you get them to say yes again. You get them to say yes again.
Exactly. exactly. Yeah. And in political persuasion, that usually means the person is passing through a succession of a succession of people.
Yeah. All right, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here. Plus, well, let's talk about Britain and what's going on over there with the Brexit, an actual secession going on as we speak. That's coming up, and you can join us.
Possible.
This is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dinovite for help.
DinoVite.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dinovite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us if you want. Talk on the radio about whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And an update for you from LibertyCon, which is coming up in just a couple months from now. It's going to be April 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. And we've told you about some of the great speakers they've got lined up. They're also going to be doing a couple of debates. One of them will be called Is Government Necessary? Featuring David Friedman and Timothy Sanford. David will be arguing that government is not necessary, while Timothy Sanford arguing that it is. And there's another debate scheduled between Gene Epstein, the economics editor for Barron's, and Stephen Pearlstein from the Washington Post, called Does Capitalism Require Government Intervention? In this debate, Gene Epstein will argue that it does not, and Pearlstein will argue in favor of intervention. Of course, again, great speakers like John Mackey and others. Go to LibertyCon.com to get registered and use code FTL to save $10 on your registration. Plus, there's an even deeper discount if you are a student. And LibertyCon.com wants you to be there, so we'll look forward to seeing you, because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. And you'll be there and networking with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, if you like, for career advancement, business, or internship opportunities. It's LibertyCon.com, April 3rd through the 5th in D.C. Save $10 by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. So long, farewell, as Vita saying, adieu from London. The AP reporting with little fanfare, Britain left the European Union on Friday. That's today. After 47 years of membership. Taking a... Yay. Oops, sorry about that. Try that again, nobody.
Yay!
Now I can hear you. Taking a leap into the unknown in a historic blow to the bloc. Now, is it really a leap into the unknown, or is it just doing what they used to do?
Well, I mean, the future is unknown for everybody, but they were an independent country or an empire far longer than they were chattel of the European Union.
Right.
So I was reading up on it over break here and over the commercials, and I did find out some interesting stuff. So apparently the customs union is still in effect for another year until the end of 2020.
Okay.
So we may not actually, even though they're no longer allowed to vote in the as far as the European Union is concerned, the British, they will still have free trade between at least Britain and the European Union.
Yeah.
For a year.
Nigel Farage's speech to the European Union was pretty good. I saw it on YouTube.
This was the exit speech, the goodbye speech?
Yeah, he said, we wanted a common market, not a common army, not a set of unelected bureaucrats able to control us from without.
So, it's interesting because there are other... the European Union, there's customs unions that are not part of the European Union, I believe, or something to this effect. So, like, there's different countries that have different agreements that are not part of the European Union, too.
Sure.
So, nothing says that the UK could not be part of the
customs other
union,
agreements,
but not part of the European Union. I believe.
Interesting.
Yeah, the only thing that would prevent them from trading with the European Union would be if they refused to do it or the European Union refused to do it, which they haven't. Which they haven't done yet. They can have a trade war, just like we can have a trade war with China, but trade war is not the default position.
The default position
is that borders can cross, or goods can cross borders freely.
Well, any kind of, anything that happens is going to have some sort of agreement here, so between the governments at least, right? So it's. I think that ultimately it's going to be, the only question is whether or not you have to pay a customs duty when a goods transition between the UK and European Union and the other way around. That's the only question.
And this is going to affect you because business.
This could potentially affect me. Yeah.
Think penguin.com. Yeah. The UK's departure became official.
Well, okay. How would it affect you? Because you're not shipping things from Europe to the UK or vice versa.
Actually, I thought he was.
Are you?
Well, so we've changed our setup, and that's what we were. We used to ship from the UK directly, but now we're not. So yeah,
don't you have a European shipping house now?
It's I don't want to get into the details of our operation, but yeah. So basically,
don't ship everything from Keene, New Hampshire, though.
No,
right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, basically, it can potentially have an effect on us still. Yeah.
Yeah. So the UK's departure became official at 11 p.m., which is also midnight in Brussels, where the EU is headquartered. Thousands of enthusiastic Brexit supporters gathered outside of Britain's Parliament to welcome the moment they'd longed for since Britain's 52-48% vote back in June of 2016. It was close. to walk away from the club they had joined in 1973. The flag-waving crowd erupted in cheers as Big Ben bonged 11 times on a recording. Parliament's real bell has been silenced for repairs. In a message from nearby 10 Downing Street, Prime Minister Boris Johnson called Britain's departure, quote, a moment of real national renewal and change, unquote. But many Britons mourned the loss of their EU identity, and some marked the passing with tearful vigils. There was also
they can still legally move to France, though.
Anytime, right?
Yeah, they've got, for at least the next year, I'm pretty sure they're going to have open borders, effectively, so that they can escape.
It does sound like that. It's certainly true for trade.
Yeah, and surely the EU would want to welcome its supporters, right? Like, oh, come on, you want to stay with us? Just move into Germany.
See, what I would say is, you know, hey, there are probably people who are in European Union countries who don't want to be. Maybe some of those will go to Britain.
Yeah.
So, interestingly, there's already been companies and corporations moving out of the UK and into Europe as a result of prior to...
Because they're afraid of what's coming.
Yes, because, well,
my guess is there's going to be significantly less regulation in the UK than in the EU in the long run. So I think you're going to see a lot of businesses going the other way.
What makes you think the UK won't pass their own regulations?
I think they're leaving the UK because the UK's population is smaller and there's a bigger market in the EU.
Well, there is that. That's one thing, but I think that you'll have people moving both because every business has its own needs. Some businesses will now in the UK have reasons to either have a branch in Europe or to be in Europe, but there are also companies in Europe that have reasons not to be in Europe. For example, all of the insane regulations and taxation associated with the European Union.
I don't disagree that the European Union has lots of taxation and regulation. The problem is that the UK is not exactly this libertarian utopia. They're not looking
they're absolutely not.
They're not looking to get rid of the regulations.
You realize that the word utopia means nowhere. So there is no utopia. Utopia doesn't exist anywhere. There are degrees of good and bad.
Yeah, I know utopia basically cannot exist. It's an imperfect world.
Yeah. Well, by definition, the whole meaning of the word utopia is a place that can't exist.
Yeah.
Many Britons have lost they've mourned their loss. There was also sadness in Brussels as British flags were quietly removed from the bloc's many buildings. Whether Brexit makes Britain a proud nation that has reclaimed its sovereignty or a diminished presence in Europe and the world will be debated for years to come. While Britain's exit is a historic moment, it only marks the end of the first stage of the Brexit saga. When Britons wake up on Saturday, they'll notice very little change. The UK and EU have given themselves an 11-month transition period in which the UK will continue to follow the bloc's rules to strike new agreements on trade, security, and a host of other areas. But at the very least, the symbolic step, the first step, has finally been taken. It only took more than 3 years for these politicians to finally allow it. 855-450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations. One-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to.
The Senate has voted to not allow witnesses and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial. Two Republican senators broke rank and voted yes, Susan Collins and Mitt Romney. All others were along party lines. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said,
America will remember this day, unfortunately,
where the Senate did not live up to its responsibilities, where the Senate turned away from truth and went along with a sham trial.
Democrats are meeting to decide on their strategy going forward. A vote to acquit is expected on Wednesday. White House Democratic hopeful John Delaney has made an announcement. He's decided to drop out of the race in his run for the presidency. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the Brexit that is apparently actually happening. They've finally gone through
sort of
the first step. Well, there's an 11-month-long transition period that has begun as of midnight Brussels time, so they've just crossed over that threshold a few hours ago. And so some people are pretty excited about this. Others, they're upset. And you're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. I support it. Whatever it is that results from it, I support any amount of secession. I don't care if you're a socialist who wants to secede or if you actually love freedom and you want to secede. I want to see more secession, more decentralization.
Absolutely.
Smaller governments, smaller footprints for those governments. So with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy in just a few taps. They say you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says also you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, and we can talk more about secession, but we've got Mortified Penguin on the line on our Discord server. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good show you're having tonight. So I wanted
what's
to
up,
call
Marty?
What did you say?
I said, what's up, Marty?
Hey, yeah. I heard you, Chris, saying maybe questioning nobody's libertarian credentials or something. And
Okay, all right, hold on a second. I'm saying that nobody's 100% perfect. That's what I was saying, okay? So don't go saying he's...
Exactly. Like, that's what I am.
You're 100% perfect? Are you
perfect? Nobody's perfect. Everybody says so.
All right. I wasn't trying to question his credentials. I think he's
I was holding his feet to the fire.
That's how it came off, though.
I know. He's as libertarian as anybody else in the room.
Okay, so you're saying you are only 99.95% libertarian.
The question is, what is principle libertarianism? What is keeping to your libertarian principles? And I think the idea of it is, it seems simple on its face, and you can boil it down to something simple, maybe. But when it comes to practice, so we kind of look at it as, okay, what if we snapped our fingers and got rid of this particular function of the state, and then this particular function of the state, or what if we concentrated our efforts on these things, or whatever. And I don't think, for one thing, that's how the state gets – it's not abolished, really. It's how the state gets replaced by liberty. But if you were to call out certain things or just take down pieces of the state, you know, piece by piece, I think there's a lot of difference and nuance and debate about how that would happen.
I
read about contextual libertarianism.
Right. I think some people want to see the state go away through being outcompeted, like the agorists. Some want to see the state just ignored. Some want to see the state slowly replaced by some sort of privatization process.
Some want to see him shot in the face.
Well, I don't think violence is going to help, but
there are people who want that.
Within the context of self-defense, sure.
Okay, but so here's I can just think of a few examples, and some of them I've read, and some of them I've read an essay on this topic, actually, and then also thought of myself. So here's one, easy one. Would you abolish police if you could, which you really can't, but would you abolish police if you could?
Yes.
And before you allowed, users of cannabis to carry, you know, to buy and own weapons, of course you wouldn't, because they wouldn't be able to defend themselves.
The question is,
you wouldn't certainly do it in that order.
Why would that be a problem?
Yeah, would that be a problem?
If you abolish the police, then why would anybody be afraid of carrying a weapon if they were a cannabis user?
That's a good point.
but there are people who are libertarians who don't want to completely abolish the police, and those are the minarchists. The function of the police should be to only deal with things that are initiation of force. So they should be in the position of defending others. Now, I personally disagree, but I agreed with that for a long time, that there should be some level of centralized police.
And
it certainly puts you in the position of being a libertarian but not an anarchist.
Yeah. What about financial regulations? Sure, we can understand that financial regulations basically skew the market and cause a lot of things, including the market crashes that we see.
The last thing I came around on. I was a libertarian socialist even after I joined the Libertarian Party, and then I started reading about economics and went, oh wow, this isn't going to work.
Yeah, an example I read is, like, would you abolish all financial regulation if the banks are that prevent banks from investing certain ways and prevent banks?
We're going to have to let you go. You're kind of breaking up there, but. Would we abolish financial regulations? Of course. It's the financial regulations that create these oligopolies of banks controlling people's money and giving people no real choice as far as, you can pick bank A or bank B, but they're all the same, basically.
Right. That's how it is today.
They're all
right.
Members of the same cartel.
Right. If we got rid of the regulations, then all of a sudden we would have well, depending on your perspective, good and bad players. And it's up to you. It's your obligation.
Instead of just
your
bad players. Due diligence.
Right. Right, exactly.
And a bad, corrupt system.
To distinguish between the good and bad players, or whichever appropriate, or whichever player in the market is best suited for you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes a good player for one person is not a good player for another person, and they're not necessarily because their one player is bad, you know, like morally bad. They're just, they do things differently, and thus they have different outcomes for different people.
The now 27-member European Union, back to the AP here on Brexit, will have to bounce back from one of its biggest setbacks in its 62-year history to confront an even more complicated world as its former member becomes a competitor just across the English Channel. French President Emmanuel Macron called Brexit a, quote, historic alarm signal, unquote, that should force the EU to improve itself. He said in a televised address, "It's a sad day. Let's not hide it. But it is a day that must also lead us to do things differently."
I think it's the beginning of the end for the EU.
You think so? You think
there's a lot of other people who want out, and now they can see that it's possible. Well, it won't be another Brexit,
because right.
Brexit starts with BR for British.
Frexit.
But it might be a Frexit.
And I text it.
Dengs it. Fins it.
It's all so dumb. Anyway, he insisted that the European citizens need a united Europe more than ever to defend their interests in the face of China and the United States, to cope with climate change and migration and technological upheaval. So the suggestion here is that you need to have big to fight big. That you've got China, you've got the United States.
The bigger implication is that economics is war.
I mean,
and economics is not war.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fight China.
Right.
I buy things from China if I don't want to, and if I don't want to, I don't.
Your biggest underminer is the regulations, though. So it seems kind of humorous to say...
Whose biggest underminer?
Europe.
Okay.
You know, they're undermining their own... like, I mean, if you look at, like, for example, economic prosperity, you know, coming from startups and things like that in the United States, well, part of that's because we have more freedoms in the United States, we have less regulation, and so on.
Hmm.
We don't see that in Europe. Europe is its own biggest underminer.
Yeah.
I mean, by some measures, the Danish economy is freer than the U.S. economy, interestingly enough. They have a larger welfare state, but they're not as regulated, although I don't know how the EU plays into that statement.
In the many EU buildings in Brussels on Friday, British flags were quietly lowered, folded, and taken away. This is the first time a country has left the EU, and many in the bloc rued the day. EU Commission President lamented that, quote, as the sun rises tomorrow, a new chapter for our union of 27 will start. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, it's Sue Kosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're talking about the good news. Brexit is finally a thing. They finally have taken the flags down from the European Union. This is the beginning of the end for Great Britain's involvement. There is going to be an 11-month-long transitionary period that will be happening. By the way, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
I want to say thanks to Christian Saucier, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier, longtime supporter of this program and a big one. He's doing five times what we ask folks to do. We ask for $5 a month. He's doing 25. So thank you, Christian, for supporting what we do here, talking about the ideas of liberty and freedom and peace here every single night on Free Talk Live. So if you like what we do and you want to be part of the AMP program, as Christian is, you can do it for just $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com, and it adds up for us. It makes a big difference. It lets us get on more radio stations. And that reminds me, I do want to say welcome to our newest radio station affiliates out in, we're up to 204 stations now. This is welcoming 98.1 WTSN. It is on the FM dial at 98.1 in Dover, New Hampshire. That's their what they call that's what they call their FM translator. It's actually originally an AM station, WTSN AM 1270 in Dover. So the AM station covers Portsmouth and Dover, so it's kind of like the seacoast. And then the FM station is only licensed for Dover itself. So it's, I believe Dover is a college town, so there's probably maybe some younger people listening to Free Talk Live. And we are on every single night. I believe it is the first station that we've had in New Hampshire, which is where we're basing the show from. We're over in Keene. That we've ever had on the show. You know, we've had different stations in New Hampshire over the years, but none to take all seven nights a week. They are not taking us live. It is delay broadcast by 3 hours, so you're hearing us a little bit later than we actually do the show if you're listening in Dover, in New Hampshire. 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., you get Free Talk Live every single night. So welcome aboard. If you are listening for the first time, you're probably noticing this is not your typical talk radio program. We are not your typical cookie cutter conservative or leftist show. It is open phones every single night. So if you would like to participate, since you're listening in delayed broadcast, you have to call us when we're live. We're live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. So, and this applies to anybody listening. Feel free, pick up the phone, whether you're on the podcast or you're listening later somehow on another radio station. You're always welcome to call, even if you're not listening live. Because if you got something to say, this is the place where you get to say it to a national audience on the radio. And, of course, you know, we're streaming online as well. So, welcome aboard, WTSN listeners out there on the seacoast of New Hampshire. Again, the toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the good news for the folks in Great Britain with Brexit happening now. It has begun. The European Union's President Ursula von der Leyen said that Brexit would mark a major loss for the UK, according to the Associated Press, but said the island nation was heading for a lonelier existence. She said, quote, she said, strength does not lie in splendid isolation, but in our unique union, she said. So she's saying they're weaker now because of this.
That and ignorance. Ignorance is strength. That's what they said in 1984.
So, I mean, the crazy thing is that the UK does have an opportunity to garner stronger ties with the United States and other countries being outside of the European Union, potentially. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. To say that just because they're not part of the European Union anymore, I call me a little skeptical.
Yeah, I'm absolutely skeptical of that. I mean, that's what every cult's going to tell you is, you know, oh, you can't leave the cult. You'll be all alone out there. And then, of course, the cult turns you out and they never talk to you again, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that the UK should be focused on is, you know, keeping themselves within probably the customs union. Not that I'm a fan of that, but from one perspective, because it doesn't...
I mean, it might not even be worth the rules.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good question. I feel like the biggest problem is not so much by not being as part of the custom union, not having that free trade, it ends up causing delays between the time in which you ship a product and the product gets delivered. And mostly this is going to affect smaller businesses, not larger ones. So, yeah.
Johnson, who is the prime minister over in the UK, said that post-Brexit Britain would, quote, be simultaneously a great European power and truly global in our range and ambitions. He said further, we want this to be the beginning of a new era of friendly cooperation between the EU and an energetic Britain, unquote. And he did say this in a pre-recorded address to the country that was broadcast just 1 hour before Britain's official exit. In a break with usual practice, however, independent media outlets were not allowed to film Johnson's speech, which the government recorded Thursday at 10 Downing Street. He won an election victory in December with a dual promise to, quote, get Brexit done, unquote, which apparently he did, and deliver improved jobs, infrastructure, and services for Britain's most deprived areas, where support for leaving the EU is the strongest. On Friday, he symbolically held a cabinet meeting in a pro-Brexit town of Sunderland in northeast England rather than London. Johnson is a Brexit enthusiast, but he knows many Britons aren't, and his Conservative government sought to mark the moment with quiet dignity. Red, white, and blue lights illuminated government buildings and a countdown clock projected onto the Prime Minister's Downing Street residence. There was no such restraint in nearby Parliament Square, where arch-Brexiteer Nigel Farage gathered a crowd of several thousand who belted out a patriotic song of Land of Hope and Glory as they waited for the moment that even Farage sometimes doubted would ever come. He told the crowd, quote, this is the single most important moment in the modern history of our great nation. The war is over. We have won. He often describes Britain's relationship with Europe in martial terms. Londoner Donna Jones said she'd come to, quote, be a part of history. She said it doesn't mean we're anti-Europe. It just means we want to be self-sufficient in a certain way. And that's true. You know, if New Hampshire were to leave, or when New Hampshire leaves the United States, it doesn't mean we're against Vermont or against, you know, the people in Florida or whatever. It's just we just want to have more freedom. What's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want anybody to rule me, but that doesn't mean I'm against them. I just don't want anybody to.
Yeah, and if you want to be ruled, then by all means, you should have whoever it is that you want to tell you what to do, tell you what to do. Go
hire Mr. Spanks-a-lot. She does a good job of that.
Or Trump, or whoever.
The crazy thing is, even in a free society, you can have somebody rule you, and I'll put that in quotes.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing stops
you. Can pay them to.
Right. Nothing stops you from contributing to some sort of socialist fund or, you know, whatever it is that you want.
Well, that's mutual aid. There's nothing wrong with mutual aid.
I don't even object to that. Like, I might want to participate in something like that myself, but I don't want it to be forced on me, and that's the difference.
Some Britons were in mourning about their freedom that being in the European bloc to allow them to live anywhere across the 28 countries. Anne Jones, who joined dozens of other Remainers on a march to the EU's mission in London, said, quote, "Many of us just want to mark our sadness in public, and we don't want trouble. We just want to say, well, you know, we didn't want this." Which, you know, that's a fairly mature way of handling it rather than screaming at the top of her lungs.
Are people being kicked out of the European Union who are UK citizens now and vice versa?
That's not clear. That's a good question.
Not for another 11 months.
But then they will
be? At least. What they're going to do in the future, I mean, the EU would have to make the decision to expel them, that would be a separate decision. They don't have to make that decision.
That's true. Well, right, and if they do expel them, then that may sour some of these folks on their love for the EU.
It's interesting because a lot of people in the UK have bought property in the European Union, so... Yikes. Yes.
Well, there's never been a lot of difficulty traveling between, say, England and France, except when they've been at war.
Well, okay, but so let's say...
It was hundreds of years ago.
The EU decides it wants to extend some sort of an olive branch to these people who wanted to remain in the EU and say, hey, look, you came here, you want to stay here? Here's what you got to do. You just got to become a citizen of the EU or a citizen of France or wherever it is that they're staying. Or they kick them all out, and then they give these people a reason to change their minds and decide they didn't like the EU after all.
They could go the second route, which is to say you can either retain your EU citizenship or retain your UK citizenship.
That actually probably makes a lot more sense,
which means they may not
kick people out, just to let them stay, assuming they become an EU citizen. But I think, I don't know, it's kind of an interesting thing because the reason that UK is basically wanting out, or seems to be some people in the UK want out, is because they don't like all of the foreigners moving in. So I don't know if there's the same kind of anger about people from the UK moving in, because they usually bring with them money and houses. They buy houses and property and resources.
Well, I think they're more concerned about the things like the wave of rape that has been going on in some of the Scandinavian countries.
All right, there's more to go here on Brexit. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. You can join us, share your thoughts on secession in general. 855-450-FREE. You may take control of the airwaves. Hour number three is coming up. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating and relationship life, even if you're married? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.